Greetings, everyone. This is James Gillen, and I'm your host on eSETI Stargate TV, eSETI Stargate Rumble, VMO, and As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS network. Goes out in a lot of networks, so this is really getting out there now. Anyway, so much going on. It's like, I don't even know where to start. I'm going to just get into it because there's so many things to cover. And we're doing this on the 9th on a pre-record. So by the time the 11th, when this does air, I'm sure a lot more things are going to happen in between. So, you know, if you're asking, hey, how come you didn't cover this? It's because the show is pre-recorded. That's why. So anyway, lots of major events to cover. You might want to get a stiff drink to get through all this. And we'll try to insert as much humor as possible to mitigate the outrageous events that are unfolding. So Justin Castro announced his resignation. It looks like, Justin Castro, you know, we're and Trudeau, really. We say Castro because that's who he is. And then Gavin Trudeau, you know, these guys look like cookie cutters, but they're both resigning, looks like.
Last night over dinner, I told my kids about the decision that I'm sharing with you today. I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust nationwide competitive process.
Justin Trudeau was followed by a parade with a theme song, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, sung throughout Canada. Trump asked him if he wanted to be governor once America makes Canada the 51st state. You know, it was hilarious, but it could very well happen. Greenland and Canada could very well join America in some kind of an agreement. It's called unity, bringing everybody together, you know, might add the Panama Canal to that list. So Trudeau is continuing to hold press conferences, but no one cares. He absolutely has lost all credibility. And it, you know, I can't even watch the guy. As soon as I see him pop up on YouTube, I just cancel it. Anyway, I wonder if Trump dropped the "we know who you are and what you've done" folder on him, because he sure resigned quickly after his meeting with Trump. So anyway, on his way out, Biden, going back to the 40s, pardoned Hitler, Pol Pot, Stalin, Jeffrey Dahmer, Al Capone, Bonnie and Clyde, all receiving the Medal of Honor. Source, Hillary Pelosi, Nadler, Schiff, Schumer, Cheney also received pardons and a Medal of Honor for outstanding service to China and the deep state. Joe was wearing a very loud shirt with a large red sun on it, you know, with the number 33. Looks like Hunter allegedly fled to China already. That's probably a good idea. More Democrats will be scrambling due to the monumental efforts to block the truth coming out of any congressional and Senate hearings. And, you know, when you watch these hearings, all these guys do is say, point of order, Your Honor, point of order, you know, and they're always like watching the clock and trying to shut up, you know, anybody telling the truth in there. These people are scoundrels. They need to be voted out of office or whatever needs to be done, because all they do is run interference, basically. And it's disgusting to watch. And, you know, anybody that really wants to hear the truth and hear the whole story, these people are so afraid of the whole story to come out. All they do is try to distract everybody. But anyway, one of the things I'm just asking for a friend, are any of Biden's executive orders or pardons legal if he's not really Joe or declared mentally ill? You know, Joe checked out a long time ago, which makes one wonder just who made the list and who signed all the pardons. Usually secret pardons or anything else done secretly is because they know it's wrong, you know, like secretly selling the materials for the border wall. You know, all these little things they're pulling on the way out in secret, they're secret for a reason. Kamala Harris had to pronounce President Trump won the 2024 election as part of his duties as vice president. I wonder if she's going to announce the 2020 elections too. We'll see. Poetic justice on that one. She also totally screwed up the Pledge of Allegiance, so Major Taylor Greene had Christmas all over again. I'm sure she was right in the front row there. Majory also challenged all the diversity language, as well as ensured women could use the women's bathrooms without intrusion of biological males. There's a female role model. This is a female role model we really need to look up to, a very powerful woman. So if you want to talk about women standing in their power, this is it. So isn't it interesting how the word woman, man, male, female, father, mother, family makes some people just come unglued? I've never seen anything like it. We should make a country western song and play it over and over. The first line might be, God made families, man, woman, male, female, father, mother, grandpa too. He also made your ex, your pickup truck, your camo jacket, your beer, your dog named Blue. Just keep going with it. Anyway, no copyright on that one, so have at it. If it goes gold, make a donation. But anyway, it's just kind of hilarious how just basic. Anyway, basic morals, basic language drives these people crazy. Anyway, there's also a lot of self-deportation and resignations going on, not just politicians, agency heads, actors, musicians, CEOs, all in the land before the hammer comes down. With the release of the Epstein and Diddy lists, expect a lot more self-deportations and a fall in baby oil stock. So we're going to see the indictments roll out. Jennifer Aniston, Hollywood's darling, is one of the first to fall, allegedly being charged with some pretty despicable acts. Nothing is as it seems in Hollywood or the music industry. And now I know why they snubbed my books, documentaries, and screenplays. Oprah sent my books back like they're kryptonite. And now I know why, So this is a long time ago. I sent my books, and I thought, oh, she's having these enlightened people on her show. I'll send her my books and maybe she'll be, I got a real not interested in any way, no how letter back from her. I guess maybe if I was a child trafficker that I would have been, on the front page. But anyway, by the way, you can get all my books and workshops and events at eSETI.org, or check out eSETI Stargate TV. Book sales or a donation sure would help keep the doors open right now and the lights on, because we got a lot of challenges coming up ahead. This just in, the Secret Service were given slingshots to add to their arsenal to take down any drones aimed at the incoming president, along with a go-go gadget ring straight out of a Cracker Jacks box. They eat a lot of Cracker Jacks to get those rings. So we got to give them credit. So they could not afford the 30-foot fly swatter, so that was the best they could do. Jill's detachment were given state-of-the-art lasers with built-in tracking and radar. Anyway, I'm pretty good with a slingshot, knives and axes. Imagine taking a drone out with an axe. How would they explain that? Multi-million dollar technology and somebody picks an axe up. Let's play that axe clip. All right, here's another little secret. Biden secretly released 11 Gitmo detainees, Osama's bodyguards, and senior AI Al-Qaeda members were sent to Oman. Obama did the same thing and went right back to terrorism. So, did you know ISIS was funded by Obama and they were constantly warned ahead of time of any US attacks? I mean, billions went to Iran, and they had to fill up C-130s to the brim just to drop off all this money. But nobody asked, what's that for? It's like, anyway, the White Hats were telling the Russians where to find them. And the Russians did a great job of eliminating ISIS and some of the other groups out there. It was only when Trump gave the US generals the authority to wipe out terrorists without permission from DC that they were successful. There was no leaks. So, people in DC were just totally leaking everything. It was crazy. And so you couldn't get anything done. And so anyway, that needs to be weeded out. We're still sending billions to the Taliban after arming them with some of our best weapons in the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. So if you ask yourself why, this makes no sense. Just factor in the globalist take down America plan, along with keeping the war industry going, then it all makes sense. So just follow the money. So I'm wondering if Biden will fly to Oman and give the terrorists a medal of honor before he leaves office. Anyway, you can't make this stuff up or disregard anything in the future. So another thing is, if we talk about the fog that's making people sick, filled with carcinogens, heavy metals, biologicals, worms, nanotech, smart dust, the same things found in chemtrails, we'll get hacked and banned, just like the last show. So we won't talk about the killer fog depopulation program. So anyway, the last show was totally hacked. They kept putting an old show in its place, and we couldn't get it loaded. It was just insane. And they went right through Bitdefender and all these other things. So obviously we got somebody's attention. So we also won't talk about the Fos gene or the I think it's the Serratia marcescens bacterial MDRO gram negro found in the fog. It was tested earlier on San Francisco in the 60s. So stock up on ivermectin and HCl. Didn't Dr. Mingle, Dr. Fauci have his fingerprints all over this coming out the same, it was his fingers are all over this. And American NIH funded labs then going to Wuhan, China. So they're working with bats since 1916. Sorry, they're working with bats since 1916. So that nasty little imp. I said he's going to get his comeuppance here pretty quick. Good old RFJ is gonna wait. Robert F. Kennedy, RFK. I got to get that right. He's going to bring all this out, and there's a few other senators that are going to Rand Paul and others are bringing all this information out. So pay attention to that. So anyway, let's insert that New World Order Illuminati photo. It just says it all like it is. There's a lot of intel blaming China for launching the drones with massive amounts of farmland near majority military bases. In some states, they're banning such activity. Standard drones used in farming can carry an 8-gallon tank of chemicals or biologicals. And so you might want to track the sale of these and where they're being used and check out a few barns. They can be retrofitted to operate on a frequency outside of the detection, making many of our drone warfare tech pretty much useless. So it only takes one going down to figure out, where it came from, what frequency they're operating on, and let's hope the drones end up in the right hands. And if one goes down, it's not shuffled off again, into the wrong hands. So we need to get that information. There's talk about Chinese subs launching these drones as well. So they're not happy about being evicted from the highest levels of our government. China Joe is not a joke. Lots of hanky panky going on with the Chinese honeypots as well. Swalwell comes to mind, along with some rhinos. Talk about hubris. The guy hooks up with Fang Fang, a Chinese spy, farts on camera while calling Trump a Russian spy, while at the same time being on an intelligence committee. With the last administration, like what? This is beyond ridiculous. Anyway, so with the last administration, China had carte blanche privileges, which is why Chinese spy balloons could fly unabated in our airspace. I'm sure China is not happy with Trump being elected, number 47. So it's going to get a little crazy out there. Drones are not to be confused with the Galactic Federation ships filling the skies and what look like biblical beings, also not to be confused with Project Bluebeam or a fake UFO invasion. When a drone goes near a toroidal field often associated with the UFOs, the real ones, the batteries drain immediately. And we've had that experience at SETI where batteries drain on vehicles and cameras. So we'll go out, and have brand new battery and, we'll go out and all of a sudden the car is just dead on a doornail. And it happens to a lot of guests too, as well. And so we always have the battery chargers on hand. Some of these ships are Merkabas or orbs, and they're coming from extremely high dimensions. So good luck stopping them. And anything you shoot at is going to go right through them or just be deflected off, basically. The benevolent ones just sit there. They cruise around unchecked due to their extremely advanced spiritual technology, a direct threat to the controlled government narrative, even within the UFO community. So just maybe someone has been lying to us about our true origins, the history, and the omnipresent multidimensional God, along with the beautiful many servants of the One. So it seems an intergalactic multidimensional reunion is afoot. And all we need is universal law, courage, and impeccable integrity to get through these times. So here's a clip from a ship, January 8th, hovering over the ocean near Mililihi, on the Big Island, Hawaii. It moved back and forth, morphed into two, flashed, then moved off west, disappearing over the horizon. It went on for 30 minutes, and it was big as Venus in the morning sky. You can actually see this ship sitting in front of the cloud bank with Venus above it. That's going. It eventually went behind the cloud bank, showing clearly this is not a star, but this was brighter than Venus, and it just hung out for about over a half an hour. So let's insert that ship of the video of the Hawaii ship.
So this object can't be blocked. It's moving back and forth. There, it just doubled. Now it's two. Ooh, there's something on the ground down there. I don't know if somebody's signaling it or there's a flashing light down on the ground. Going on here. This is not on the ocean. It's just above the ocean. It's been moving back and forth and doubling.
Okay, so for the very same reasons as the fog, we won't mention the low-level drones, who is operating them, and a possible attempt on Trump's life. According to whistleblowers, using drones within the U.S. military by the deep state. Is it China, the deep state, rogue elements in our military? Might be all the above. So I'm sure the truth will come out in the very near future. So Pete Hegseth and Kash Patel have a lot of digging to do, and I'm sure they're probably already on it. And they're going to find out what's really going on. And hopefully they'll share it with us. I think they will. TDA Trinidad Aragua is attacking border guards and mobs trying to get in before Trump takes office. Many are armed with knives, tire irons, and broken bottles confronting guards, many of which were injured during the attacks. So maybe it's time to practice a little unconditional lead on our borders before I get banned for that one. Why didn't they just ask Biden to fly them in, provide housing, money, put them up in expensive hotels, give them a do not arrest card, get out of free jail, cards, and like all the other illegal aliens? Yeah, I'm sure he'd be glad to do it. He's still there, It's like, but I think the borders are being closed up. Anyway, Democrats are angry. One stated concerning the gang mobs rushing the border, we don't even know how to address the ones attacking. They, he, she, do they identify as an animal or a cat? We just don't know how to be politically correct, on this one. Now, who's going to provide the politically correct sack lunches that, agree with their culture? And so these are the questions that they're asking, and anyway, the story on that one. The same virtue signaling Democrats that let grandma die alone due to COVID restrictions, forced masks, and kept children out of school now are saying we can't separate the families as an excuse to allow the open borders, drug and child and sex trafficking, gang violence to continue. Makes perfect sense, only if you hate America or are somehow benefiting. I think a major investigation has to go into that one, and I think it will. Even Trump said that. He said, we're going to check out who's making donations from Mexico. And so that's going to be coming out. It looks like, according to Raw News, the White Hats arrested Antifa militants who came to the Capitol to disrupt the electoral vote. They've been monitoring the communications of Antifa and Black Lives Matters, hearing chatter about the orchestrated events against America. They found flash grenades, tear gas launchers, a variety of weapons, and they were going to pose as Republicans angry at Trump and Elon Musk. So wait a second, that sounds familiar. It seemed they, along with the FBI, did that last year. Same time during January 6th. Same playbook. Anyway, they believe, actually went last year, it was a few years ago, but anyway, they believe the American people are stupid and will believe, whatever the lamestream press and corrupt officialdom tells them. That went out the window a long time ago. So America's waking up and figuring it out. So it's all going to come out. The operatives that were involved in the January 6th, the whole thing was orchestrated and it was a trap. Anyway, to take out Trump and any patriots. So that's all coming out now. And they're starting to investigate the investigators, which is going to be fun. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to cut expenses like $550,000 to a Russian lab to experiment on cats' brains. $37 million went to a study on gambling monkeys. I wonder if the monkeys kept losing, so they need the $37 million. I don't know. 12 drag shows were financed in Ecuador. National Science funded studies of butterflies in Europe. A grant went to set up a display in Brooklyn for the Sgt. Pepper band. 350,000 grant went to study smart toilets. Sounds great, like AI toilet saying, "Mr. Smith, hang a little low there, buddy. You missed a dingleberry. Sit down, and we'll give it another water blast." I mean, that's where things are going. There's a grant for colonial Mexican landscapes, a study whether seat belts and helmets save lives in Guyana. Now that's a no-brainer. Give it a one-word report. Just say yes. Cha-ching, give me my money, Save that grant. Anyway, they have a grant to see if depressed rats use cocaine more than happy rats. So who decides which rats are depressed? Do they have a rat whisperer? I'm trying to figure, like do they have a rat therapist? Or 100 million went to study if country frogs have a different song than city frogs. 100 million. Where did that really go? I don't know. The list is ridiculous, and the grants go on and on. So billions were paid out to dead people as well. So now, according to Fox News, $50 million of taxes are unpaid by employees of the IRS who demand you pay for census wars, 300,000 missing children under government watch, open borders, rampant drug and child sex trafficking, morally challenged and decadent use of taxpayers' dollars. All the agencies have been weaponized, demanding you fund and participate in criminal and immoral activity. They're going after churches and conservatives, moms, patriots, expressing their disgust for the corruption and moral decadence. They're dropping the beast hammer on hardworking Americans barely able to make ends meet while at the same time pardoning themselves and families owing millions. This administration can't come soon enough, with the new administration, because they just need to S-can the old one because it's beyond dysfunctional. Anyway, Bill Gates just met with the Australian Prime Minister to schedule the release of millions of genetically modified mosquitoes to vaccinate Australians without consent to control dengue fever. And they did it in Hawaii also with no consent. So, when a billionaire eugenicist in control of these operations, what could go wrong? Maybe a controlled release in their own mansions as a study should happen first. Just a few hundred thousand would do it, but anyway, just look into what happened with the polio vaccinations in Africa and India and things like that and see what happened. I think they had 12 polio cases, and after the vaccinations, they had like 40 something thousand, people come down with polio. Might want to do the math on that. Anyway, major political and military experts say the US and NATO interference are to blame for the Russian-Ukraine war. They broke all past agreements, peace treaties, were behind the coup that created the breakaway in the first place. They also ignored war crimes against innocent Russians who were persecuted by Ukraine for just being Russian. You know, it was an elaborate slush fund for politicians in the war industry, taking the, you know, a lot of lives of the people caught in the middle. And this, it's got to come to an end, basically. You really want to look into the real history of Russia and Ukraine, what really happened there, and just follow the money and see, look at all the kickbacks and where the money went, and you'll have your story. So don't believe what the lamestream media and all these hawks, you know, they're shaking their fists, you know, saying kill Russia, you know, and these guys, they don't know what they're talking about. They need to really look at the real history and what happened there. Here's another one. Trump's drill, baby drill, will get the economy back on track, but let's release the water engines, water for fuel, transitioning water to gas, diesel, and jet fuel. I've seen that. We have that. You know, let's get the fuelless energy, the anti-counter-gravity, replicators, med beds. You know, it's time for a quantum leap in evolution. All of this suppressed technology is here now. I believe releasing these technologies is on the books. So we need to really push for that. You know, hold politicians' feet to the fire. You know, first of all, make them disclose that we do have it. It's in all of our black projects, and then start releasing it to the public. I think this has to be done very wisely because, you know, you don't want to give counter gravity to a psychopath. You know, you'd probably have to have everything computer controlled or something so they couldn't pull something. But anyway, it can be done. Major fires, looking at the clock here, major fires are raging across California, San Francisco, LA areas. They seem to forget to fill their reservoirs, leaving no water at the fire hydrants. The mayor cut off the fire department budget by $18 million and then sent a lot of their equipment to Ukraine. I wonder if there's having an issue with that right now. No, I think they're still, you know, virtue signaling, and that was a good idea. Most of the insurance policies were terminated as long as 4 months before the fire, some a week. So a week before the fire, all of these people got their policies terminated. And so someone knew this was coming right there. You know, you always follow the money and watch what the big boys do, and you'll find out who's behind it. Gavin Newsom knocked down four dams and failed to do any preventative measures, fire breaks, brush clearing, et cetera, despite Trump's warnings since 2019. This sounds like Lahaina 2.0. You know, as all this was not enough, Biden chose to visit the national park, shutting down all air traffic during the fire. I mean, I don't even think that Biden is smart enough to do that. Somebody else is orchestrating this. You know, and unless something else is driving Biden, you know, some unseen force, who knows? Anyway, diversity is the LGBTQ fire chief's priority, firing any firefighters that refused to get vaccinated and told any white males to go to the back of the line, no matter how qualified they were. Nothing against lesbians. Some of them are great firefighters, I'm sure, but the diversity hiring has proven to cut performance as a whole. And now, you know, they have a slogan now, death by DEI. And so there's a reason for that. So it's illogical for a 5 foot female Secret Service guarding 6 foot plus Trump. You know, they panicked due to lack of experience, you know, because they were DEI hires. And personally, I'd want an 8 foot gorilla shielding my body, you know, or carry me out of a burning building. You know, it's almost as if officialdom either planned all of this in advance are totally unqualified, you know, by design in every aspect of leadership and fire prevention. So, and Gavin is the Democrats' poster boy for the 2028 elections. You know, their slogan will be, let's make America California, you know, a broke, morally and integrity corrupt state with feces and needles and on the urine-soaked streets governed by the elite. Sounds great. Hopefully he resigns soon. I think that's on the books. He might have some other problems like treason coming up, because he was doing all these secret meetings to try to thwart everything Trump is doing, just like General Miley. I'm saying Miley for a reason, warning China if we're going to war. I mean, right there. I mean, how bad can you get? Are the general that's kind of running everything, one of them is says he's going to warn China if we're going to go to war. I don't think he's working for the US. Maybe he's working for somebody else. I don't know. Might need to look into that. Anyway, mainly during the fire, many waited too long to leave and were trapped. Firefighters had to use dozers to move cars to gain access to the fire. I wonder if that's why I've dropped a little prophecy on my shows over and over saying might be a good idea to leave California. It came up several times in the Q&A. And I have nothing against California. I was born in California. I kept moving from the high desert up the coast, fleeing the woke wave of incompetence and legal overreach. Beach Boys should sing a song, California Karma or something like that. It's odd the Getty Mansion, the Hearst Castle, along with other allegedly suspected child trafficking hubs with major underground connecting tunnels and are in the middle of this fire. Climate change activists are blaming global warming, even though the planet is cooling, according to the raw, unaltered data. The Arctic has 26% more ice, polar bear population is exploding, et cetera, et cetera. I've talked about this before. So it all begs the question after the Epstein Diddy list release, why would Hollywood burn down? An act of God, incinerate the evidence? Or is this a new high density smart city going to take its place? So lots of ill-gotten gain going up in smoke, as predicted. Let's insert that Hunter Biden photo. Switching topics to a lighter side, a major study confirms the source of all of our problems, the intellectual understanding that we are evil due to social conditioning versus the intuitive soul understanding that we are not. Fear, guilt, and unworthiness can finally be shed without being fearful, guilty, or unworthy. It's a real bad joke on us, one with it has one purpose to control the masses. God, Creator, Great Spirit, and the Absolute doesn't have an ego. It cannot judge. In its most unlimited understanding, it's pure, unconditional love and joy and bliss. Forgiveness is automatic. In other words, you've been lied to. The Catholic Church just decreed a long time ago that there's no purgatory. Sit with that. As my friend Michal Ledwith, once advised the Pope, said, what do we do now with all the sinners we sent to hell? Do we give them a get out of hell free card? Soon after that, he was asked to leave. But good stuff. He's got some great books out there. One's called Saving Jesus, and some great videos. I'd get them all if you really want to know what's going on. Anyway, there is, however, universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. Acting against universal law creates a reaction to your actions, some call karma. The message, I forgive you as my father forgives you, go and sin no more, good old Yeshua ben Joseph laid on us. It means, don't go against universal law. Forgive yourself, others, gain the wisdom from the experience, and release the past. Being a Christ doesn't mean being a doormat. So boundaries are a necessity, especially during the awakening healing process, the Great Awakening. It's a byproduct of which, is end time madness, basically. So it's where everything is amplified, accelerated, and revealed. So nobody said it was going to be easy. We're going to go through some really challenging times here as everything is being revealed and the action reaction is amplified and accelerated. And so you're going to see a lot of kingdoms collapsing that were built on ill-gotten gain. So you kind of expect that. So we are entering some very challenging times. We no longer have the luxury of serving the beast, acting outside of universal law. turned against our fellow man or woman or anything in between, you know. This means those within the weaponized agencies, those serving the globalists and their enslaving depopulation programs, we can no longer serve them and not expect to be tied to their karma and go down with their rapidly sinking boats, basically. So kudos to the whistleblowers. We really need to get behind them. And it's going to take courage, impeccable integrity, service to humanity and the earth in unity to get through this. And I'm in. How about you? The division and aggression needs to stop. In the days to come, all will be revealed, and the karmic boomerang will be fast and swift. So that's what we're going through right now. And you can see it's basically good versus evil. That's the bottom line. A lot of people are saying there is no evil, but there's definitely people acting against universal law, which is God's law, which is actually exemplified in the Constitution. So all these controllers and manipulators and these psychopaths we have running things, this all needs to go away, and it is going away. And so, we just all need to get right with ourselves. This is the bottom line. So, anyway, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Have a great evening, and again, s just stay within universal law. Be kind to each other and the planet. It's really, even Jesus said that. That he said, love your, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two laws, basically. On everything else rests. So basically, it is the law of love. And I like they say, there's a couple reasons for all the problems on the earth. The yogis say, and it's love and lack of love. And that's what creates a tyrant, the lack of love, basically, in their childhood. And that's going to come up. They're going to have to own that. And it's going to be rough. So, my nephew once went up to this kid that was just bullying everybody, and he put his hand on his shoulder and he said, "What's really going on? Did your parents love you?" And the kid just melted down. So there always look for the underlying pattern. I know, Barron Trump's a master at that. He just looks around the corner and looks at the underlying pattern, and then he brings unity in the situation. And I can't wait to see where this kid goes. But anyway, on that note, again, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we'll get through these trying times. Good night.
Thank you. Massive.
Wow.
There's a massive power up.
There's three of them.
There's three?
Wow. Oh my God, man.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, holy.
You getting it, Jack?
Yeah, I got him.
Let me get it for that.
Yeah.
Whoa. This one's powered up. Oh, yeah. Got it.
Rita, let me see it.
Oh, my God. Got it.
Big
boy. Yeah, they faded out.
Where'd the other one go? Oh, I got the other one coming in. Maybe the back one will power up.
Wow. Oh, he powered up.
You got it, man?
Yeah, I got it.
I definitely see it. Right up there for anybody else.
Yeah, nice and low. Whoa, that thing just speeded up. Yeah, it just sped up all of a sudden. It's like, it's kind of driving crazy. It's powering up. It's getting brighter. It's way too low for a satellite.
That thing is low.
Oh, look at this. It's going to
power up. Power up. Got it. Nice. Got the power up. Got it. Oh, God. I got this. This is amazing.
This is amazing! Yeah! That's Billy Moore. Right?
I got it. I got that all the way.
I just spilled my coffee.
You know, that filled the whole screen.
Rita, when you see my clothes, it was coffee.
I think he got a little too excited on that.
That was epic.
In there.
Massive. Okay, massive.
There's the tree.
There's two coming together.
There's another one. Look.
Where?
Right there. Yeah. Up and left.
Oh, yeah. Coming from the one.
Oh, they're going to cross. Yeah, right there.
I can see them with naked binoculars.
I got a night vision.
I don't get. Oh, yeah. I got it. Look at this. Here's the cross.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Holy shit.
One's powered up. They powered up. They got brighter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was powered up. Look.
The right bigger.
Oh, yeah. I got them both. They're going together. They're crossing. Let's see what happens. Look at that. See that? Look, I got them both in there.
Up, right above.
Right above us.
Big power up.
Gonna power up.
Bigger.
Oh, another one. Damn.
Straight above us. Wow.
Another one powered up right above us.
Those two just crossed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and this one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know which one to film. Oh, there's another one. Hey, there's one coming right towards it. There's one underneath it. They're crossing. It's speeding up though. Look at it, it's going a lot faster. It is right there. Light it. Oh, two. Look at that, they just crossed. See that? They just crossed, two of them. Oh, another one just crossed right above it. There's a speedy one going over the top of it. Oh, check this out. There's a little one coming right on the tail of the other one. No, I got it. I got it on film. It's straight, a little bit towards the mountain. It's in a cloud and it's flashing. Nice. Thank you. Nothing where it's flashing. You can't see it. It has no. It's just flashing out of nowhere. Okay, there's the house, the trees. Things right over the house. right? It powered up right over us. It's doing it again. It was huge. It was massive.